You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Ladies, he's single and ready to bing ya. That's right. Kevin goes all over the internet to find interesting facts. He doesn't do enough research into it, though. To tell us, to make us more interesting, it's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know at Animal Kingdom and Disney World, balloons aren't permitted in the park? So you can check your balloons in balloon daycare, where you get a report card at the end of the day to tell you if your balloon was well-behaved or not.
Wow.
That's so magical.
So magical.
What would make a balloon a bad balloon?
Just try to blow away.
Yeah, always hitting the ceiling.
Or hitting all the other balloons.
Uh-huh, untying and trying to get loose.
Being a showboat.
This should be a Pixar movie.
And one of the balloons gets away.
Yeah.
Balloon daycare, yes.
And the other balloons have to go find it before its parents come back.
I've never bought my kids a balloon.
Never.
I don't know who would and why.
I...
What is the point of a balloon? Like, balloons were really cool before fun was invented, right? Like, when we discovered that we could harness the power of helium.
You know what? A balloon is like one step up from Little House on the Prairie days when like a girl would get a ribbon for Christmas.
Right. Or like a hoop and stick.
Right. And she'd be like, oh, Papa, it's the most glorious ribbon I've ever seen.
It's so soft. I can't wait to rub it on my cheek. Yeah, I. If you're somebody who does buy your kids balloons, like at Disney parks, text in and let me know why.
Why? Because they go, let me have it.
Well, what do you do with it once you have it?
The same thing you do with every balloon, Gavin.
I don't do anything with balloons.
You wait for your kids to leave before you pop it and throw it away.
That's so mean. Does that really happen?
Watch it decompose in front of me.
I'm sure the reason why they can't have balloons at Animal Kingdom is because it's bad for the animals.
Well, that's exactly why.
But I want to assume more that it's because it makes the animals jealous.
Because why can't I have a balloon?
Yeah, because unless you're a monkey or an ape, you can't hold it.
Right.
What are you going to do? Tie a balloon to a rhinoceros's horn?
I could see an elephant being a balloon animal.
Yeah, holding it with the trunk.
Yeah.
You know what? An elephant looks dumb enough to have fun with a balloon.
Sure. And yet they're very smart.
Yeah. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know snails can feel their shells?
Huh?
Snails can feel their shells.
What was so hard about reading that sentence that made you stop?
It got blurry and I thought it says smell their own shells.
Got it.
But it's feel.
Snails can feel their own shells.
I would hope so.
Is a snail's shell part of the snail's body? Because otherwise it's a slug, right?
Yes.
So is a slug a shellless snail, Kevin?
It's starting to feel like the answer is yes.
Okay. Yes, slugs are snails without shells.
Right.
Okay, so when you see a slug, that's just an unhoused snail.
So wait, where are they finding shells?
Yeah, because some of those shells are nice. What a weird animal.
Yeah.
Is a snail an animal?
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me.
How dare you, Kevin?
You're the one that laughed.
It could be, I don't know, a hybrid of like
insect
and animal. I don't know.
Well, an insect is
an animal. Insects are animals.
What?
Yeah, insects are animals.
No, they're
species.
Not.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's different animal kingdoms.
Are you guys messing with me?
No, animals the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's got a bunch of like little categories underneath animal.
Yeah.
You're telling me a fly is an animal.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, humans are animals too.
Well, I don't want to hear anything
we're mammals.
From you feel and smell.
Yes. A fly is an animal.
Yes.
It's an insect, which is a type of animal.
Right.
I'll be damned.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're shocked.
Plants are not animals.
Gavin.
That's a ridiculous sentence given Rice. This conversation.
Says if a snail's an animal.
It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more.
Did you know before the invention of the light bulb, people often didn't sleep through the whole night? A lot of cultures had first sleep and second sleep with a wake-up time in the middle to stoke the fire. Mm-hmm. Have a snack and talk.
What?
Stoke the fire, have a snack, and chitty chat?
Yeah, in between first sleep and second sleep.
That's crazy.
So did everybody have to wake up after first sleep? Or it wasn't like, okay, Tyler, you have to be on fire duty tonight.
But it was probably whoever was up. You know, if Ma happened to be up.
She stoked the fire.
She stoked the fire, and if Paul...
Who's she talking to then?
It, probably anybody that was willing to listen. So you'd think it'd be the other way around. The darker it would be, the better sleep we would get.
Well, yeah, but you get cold. There's no heat.
I see. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you probably just had a morsel of bread for dinner.
Right.
So you got hungry. Your stomach started to growl.
Right. That you dipped in broth.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your ribbon?
And then somebody woke up and go, did you eat all of the bread and soup? I was.
You looked like you weren't going to wake up for first sleep.
It was a midnight snack.
What is midnight?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.